Okay, good morning everyone. I'm a first year PhD from Purdue University. Today I will share some research on my improving energy use efficiency and nutritive quality of lettuce in indoor farming. And today I will talk from these five aspects. First is some about my research background. Indoor farming is becoming more and more popular in recent years due to its many advantages. For example, it can produce more in less space because it can grow in multiple levels, which means we can grow more per unit area. And another advantage is because we use hydroponic techniques, so we recycle nutritive solution, and there's very little of it running off and waste less water, and so it can have many impacts on environment. And because most of the indoor farms are built in urban areas, so it's much easier for citizens to get access to fresh and cheaper foods. And lastly, indoor farms can produce year-round because its growth environment can be controlled, so you can also enhance your product quality. Because of so many advantages of the indoor farms, so there is a continuous increase in number of enterprises to grow in indoor farm. However, not all of them are making money. A recent research shows that only less than 50% of them are profitable. So the main reason for that is because it's a high operational costs. And research shows that the energy cost for electric lighting it can occupy 25 to 30% of the total operational costs. So it's a very huge spend on electrical lighting. And so how do we develop solutions on these challenges? There are two approaches. One is increasing energy use efficiency. Because energy cost is very high, so increased energy use efficiency can definitely increase your profits. Energy use efficiency is defined as the ratio of crop yield to total amount of electrical energy cost. So the higher this number is, the more is produced per unit electrical energy cost, which means you can get more profits. And another way is adding more nutritive value to your crop. The higher nutritive value in your crop, the more profits you can get, because nowadays people are eating healthy and they are willing to pay for the high price to get products with high nutritive quality. And both EUE and nutritive quality can be affected by spectrum composition. Here is a graph. It shows the relationship between EUE and the spectral composition. In this case, it's the red to blue ratio. We can see that EUE increases curvilinearly with this ratio. And so the higher the blue light is, the less EUE is. Because high intensity of blue light is considered to have a stress effect on plants, and most blue photons have more energy than that needed to drive photosynthesis. So most of the blue light absorbed by plants are lost in thermal dissipation known as non-photochemical quenching. For the same reason, blue light is considered to reduce biomass in many species, so it will return to reduce your EUE. And on the other hand, if you look at these two pictures, the lettuce grow under the 20% of blue and 64% of blue. The more blue light is, the darker and more red color you can see in the leaves, which means there is more anthocyanin. Anthocyanin is a famous antioxidant, so it's very it's healthy to our body. So it seems a conundrum of blue light, because on one hand, blue light can increase nutritive quality, but on the other hand, it reduces energy use efficiency. So our objective is to figure out the spectrum composition that can increase both of them. A recent research shows that adding fara light into blue and red light can increase the photosynthetic efficiency and reduce non-photochemical quenching. In our study, we will use a high proportion of blue light because we want to have a high nutritive quality. For example, maybe 45% to 50% of blue light. But how can we increase the EUE at the same time? And if we add fara light to the high proportion of blue light, can it increase the crop yield for long-term effect? For long-term effects, and if it will have the negative effects on the nutritive quality. Given this, we hypothesize that adding fara light can improve EUE while maintaining high nutritive quality of letters under high proportion of blue light. So we conducted an experiment in a greenhouse in Purdue University, and we grew the green Roman letters in 4-inch pots and with substrates, and the plants are fertigated with fertilizer as needed. EC was maintained at 1.8 decimen, and we grew for 31 days. Temperature was maintained at 20.6 degrees. We have 6 light treatments in total, which I will show in next slide. And all the treatments kept PPFD at 131 micromoles. And then we measure data of leaf area, shoot dry weight, power consumption, beta carotene, anthocyanin, chlorophyll A, chlorophyll B, and photosynthesis. But I will only show the data of shoot dry weight, power consumption, and beta carotene, anthocyanin here because of the time limitation. So here is our light treatment. These three are the main treatments. I also give each treatment a nickname. For example, the first one, it has 90% of red, so I will call it red. And the second one have a high proportion of blue, so I will call it blue. And the third one, we add 14% of fara light in the high proportion of blue light, so I will call it blue plus fara. And 10 days before we harvest, we shifted half of the plants in each treatment to another treatment. For example, we moved the plants from red treatment to blue, and blue to red, and blue plus fara to blue. So we have 6 light treatments in total, with 3 of them have the same light conditions for 31 days, and the other 3 treatments, we change their light conditions during the last 10 days. So here's some of our observations and results. We can see the adding fara light can totally change the plant's morphology. The letters grow under with fara light showed thinner, elongated, and fewer leaves. But it's a classic shade abundance response. But these bigger leaves are also of good commercial quality because maybe it's better to use in sandwiches. And here is our shoot dry weight. As expected, shoot dry weight was highest in the red treatment and lowest in blue treatment. But when we add fara light in the high proportion of blue light, we can see the shoot dry weight was increased. And even when we moved the plants back to blue treatment in the last 10 days, this higher dry weight was also maintained. So in other words, fara light addition in the high proportion of blue light can increase true dry weight. And here is the energy consumption. We can see that energy consumption was lowest in the blue treatment. Actually, all the treatments with a high proportion of blue treatment showed a relatively lower energy consumption. Here is the EUE data. You can see that blue treatment showed a lower energy use efficiency, and But when we add fara light into the high proportion of blue light, the EUE was increased. And this higher EUE was also maintained when we removed when we changed the blue plus fara to blue at the last 10 days. So lastly, we measured beta-carotene and cyanine in laboratory, and because beta-carotene is converted to vitamin A in our body, and cyanine are the most potent antioxidants, so they are both of them are very important to our health, so we measured these two nutritive quality, and we can see the blue treatment showed the highest nutritive quality. Daily beta-carotene requirement for our adults is 6 to 15 milligrams per day, and we can see our blue treatment are almost there, very close to this number, but what interests is when we add far red light into the high proportion of blue light, the nutritive quality was decreased sharply. But when we move these plants back to blue treatment at the last 10 days, this nutritive quality can somewhat be restored. But we can see these numbers still cannot reach as high as the blue treatment. So that's the future work we may do. Maybe we will reduce the fraction of far red light to maybe 7% or 10%. We want to see if this can increase the nutritive quality again. So simply saying, is my conclusion is adding far red light to high proportion of blue light increase the shuja weight and energy use efficiency, and adding far red light to high proportion of blue light can reduce nutritive quality. But both of EUE and nutritive quality can be enhanced if we grow them initially under high proportion of blue light and then transfer blue light with far red light and then transfer to blue light again. So. Okay, I don't know how many. I'm happy to answer your questions. Okay.
So it looked like the differences in growth were different from the differences in energy use efficiency that you found. So that makes me wonder if the differences in energy efficiency are largely due to the efficacy, perhaps, of the different colors of light. Can you comment on that a little bit more?
Sorry, can you repeat again?
So you had red, blue, and far red light.
Yeah.
Do you know the efficacy? How efficiently were these lights producing red, blue, or far red photons?
Yeah, we have the. So you mean how many how is the fraction of the each treatment?
How many photons?
We have the red photons. We have red photons are nearly 130 moles in the total period of growth, and the blue is 80 moles. It's the first treatment. Yeah, it's so. But the total photons we have is around 35 moles of the whole growth period. Yeah, 35 moles. Okay.